Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Ma'am, my name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from eBay headquarters. So how may I help you?
Call me from where?
Calling you from eBay, ma'am. eBay. You receive a voicemail?
eBay.
Yes, and you receive a voicemail? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm talking about, ma'am. You receive any voicemail? Our site for eBay headquarters site, you receive any voicemail?
No, I got a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not order anything.
Okay, so if you want to cancel, right?
It asked me that, and it said press 1, and I pressed 1.
Okay, so I will tell you what is the thing. Main thing is that yesterday morning site, you purchase order, our eBay headquarters for place this order, 478112183. This number is registered that under that order for 2 Apple iTunes gift cards, okay? And your
two
Apple
what?
iTunes, 2 Apple iTunes gift card, okay?
I'm and a 62-year-old disabled woman. I don't use eBay.
So I think that, ma'am, someone else is misused your all information and created that fake eBay account. This is a fraud account is activated under that registered your number. And because your number show that our server, okay? And that's the reason we received this call, our headquarters site. Do you understand that?
I understand that, but I have not made no purchase. If somebody is trying to use my account.
Okay, so yeah, if you want to cancel this order right now, ma'am, or if you want to continue your account?
Yes, I do.
So if you want to cancel, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I will guide you, ma'am, how to cancel your fake account activated for our site. So you just confirm that, ma'am. Now, which mobile phone do you have? Are you using Android mobile phone or Apple iPhone?
It's an Android.
Using Android mobile phone, right?
It's just a normal phone.
Sorry?
It's not an Apple or anything like that.
And are you using internet? Are you using internet this mobile too?
Yes.
Using internet, right?
Yes, I do use the internet.
Oh, okay, that's fine. So, ma'am, first of all, put on your loudspeaker your mobile phone. It is put on your loudspeaker.
I'm on loudspeaker.
Yes, and after that, put on your loudspeaker, you simply open it, Play Store, P-L-A-Y, Play Store, S-T-O-R-E, Store, Play Store. You open it that?
How do I do that?
Okay, I understand that. Do not worry, I will guide you, ma'am. And ma'am, you just confirm that your mobile phone through you are using internet, right?
Yes, I use the internet.
And this is which company mobile phone you have? Which company, ma'am? Can you just confirm that? This is a Samsung,
Oppo.
Vivo, Oppo, right? Is it Oppo?
Oppo.
Okay, that's fine, ma'am. So, ma'am, just hold the line for a few seconds, ma'am, and I will transfer this call to our cancellation senior technician. So, just hold the line for a few seconds, okay? And our senior technician guide with you for that better for me, okay? Just hold the line, okay?
Okay.
Yep.
This better not be a scam, I'm telling you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi ma'am. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Look, I want to know what name was used on this supposed.
Like, the thing is that, as we can see, ma'am, there was one purchase was made today this morning at 7:39 a.m. For $299 for $299, it's for Google Play gift card. So that's the reason we got
under
the features.
Under what name? Surely you must have a name or two ever sent.
Ladies and gentlemen, the purchase was made in the name of Robert Pattinson, okay? Robert, Mr. Robert. Do you know anyone in the name of Mr.
No.
Robert? That's the reason, ma'am, we got suspicious and we're giving you this free service check-up call to confirm with you. So if you also don't know that who is the person in the name of Robert, that's the reason, like, this is a suspicious activity, okay? So if you want to cancel, please let us know so we can help you out to cancel that order so you're not going to face any problem, okay?
Yes, I want to cancel.
Not a problem, ma'am. We will simply go ahead and guide you to generate a 9-digit cancellation ID, which is going to help you to cancel that order, so you're not going to face any problem in future, okay?
Okay.
So, I do believe that the mobile phone you're using right now, it's the Android phone, like, right?
It's just a normal iPhone.
It's a Oppo or it's an iPhone?
Well, I don't know. My son gave me the phone.
Okay.
All I know is
the have a look on the back side of the mobile, just flip your mobile, you will get to see a company name.
It says Oppo.
Oppo, right?
Oppo.
Okay.
O-P-P-O.
Okay, do one thing, put the phone on speaker and go back to your home. Yeah, it's a speaker. Now go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery, contact, messages.
How do I do that?
On your Oppo mobile phone, have a look on the very bottom down. You can see a round circle button. Do you see that? Just underneath that hang up button. Just underneath that hang up button, you can see three buttons, right? Triangular shape, circle one, and the round one, right? Tap on the circle button.
Yeah.
Now you can see your home screen where you can see your date, your time, your wallpaper.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now you will find out an application which says Play Store. P-L-A-Y. Play Store. S-T-O-R-E. Do you see that?
Not at the moment. All right.
Try to find out, ma'am. I'm holding the line for you. It will be a triangular application now, okay, in a multi-color. Play Store.
I'm not saying that.
Okay, you can do one thing, ma'am. You can tell me the application name one by one, so I can tell you which one, okay? Tell me one by one, like camera, gallery, tell me one by one.
I've got ABC News.
Okay.
AR News.
Okay.
Bank Info.
Okay.
Calculator, calendar, camera, clone, clock.
Okay.
Clone, phone, compass,
contacts,
drive, Facebook, file manager, game space, Gmail, Google TV, GPS navigation, happy birthday, Instagram, keep notes, life, maps and navigation, meet, messenger, messages, music party, my Optus, my Vodafone, my Konami, one tap lock screen, Oppo service phone, phone manager, photos, Play Store.
Yes, Play Store.
That's the one? Okay.
Yes, open that. You're doing very good, ma'am. Now, when you open Play Store, have a look on the very top. You can see a long search panel which says search for apps and games. Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that. Type there quick support.
Say that again.
Quick. It will be quick. Q for queen. U as an unicorn. I as an Indiana.
Quick.
Quick, then support.
Support.
Yes. Quick, support. Now search for that and please let me know what are the options you can see there.
What?
Search for that and tell me what you can see, okay?
Well, search. Come on. It says install.
This is TeamViewer Quick Support. Do you see that? TeamViewer Quick Support.
Team what?
Okay, what you can see, just tell me, just beside that install.
TeamViewer Quick Support. And
yes, tap on install. So it is going to help you to get a 9-digit cancellation ID in order to cancel the order. So tap on install. When you get to see open, please let me know, ma'am, okay?
Complete account setup.
Click on skip or cancel. Cancel. Click on cancel. Click on cancel. Click on cancel.
No, it's not playing
that. Okay. This is skip. S-K-I-P. Click on skip. Now.
Since Teams you are
installing, right?
It's got cancel next to it.
Now wait for a second, where you can see cancel, just beside that you can see open, okay? Wait for a second. When you can see open, you need to tap on open. Tap on open.
Yeah.
Now what you can see when you tap on open?
I accept the EULA
and DPA. DPS stands for Data Protection Authority. As someone is trying to use your data, we are going to secure your details. So do you see accept or agree and continue?
Agree and continue, yes.
Click on that. Now what you can see?
Share this device and screen.
Not that one, not. This is advertisement. What you need to do, you need to swipe the screen right to left 3 times. Swipe the screen right to left 3 times. Now what you can see, please tell me when you swipe the screen right to left 3 times.
Special access required.
This is setting. This is setting. Click on setting. Now when you give a click on setting, you can see a quick support application and just beside that small circle button which is off, which is not highlighted. You need to turn it on, okay? Make it highlighted.
Yep, done that.
Now press the back button 2 times. The back button 2 times.
It's not written. It's come up with add-on available.
Click on cancel. Okay, wait. Do you see install or download?
I've got your ID is... blah, 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 blah.
Okay, write down this number on a piece of paper, ma'am, first, okay? Write down this. This is your cancellation ID.
Do I write down the number that's there?
Yes, this is your 10-digit cancellation ID, ma'am, which is going to help you to cancel that order. When you written down the number, please let me know.
Yeah, I've got it.
Now, I want you to read out the number slowly, slowly for me, so we can go ahead and activate this cancellation ID, and we can send you a verification message, okay? Confirm me the number.
1544
It's 1544 0435, right?
Yes.
Now, wait for a second, ma'am. When we are going to activate this cancellation ID for you, it is going to give you a verification message like allow or accept. If you can see allow or accept, I want you to tap on allow or accept, okay? So have a look. Okay. Do you see anything allow or accept? Tap on allow or accept.
Yes.
You can allow
yes.
or accept. Then you can see start now. Tap on start now. If you can see start now, tap on start now.
Yes.
Start now. When you are going to start now, you can see why while using the application. Give a click on that. While using the application. Now, I want you to go back to your home screen of your mobile, ma'am, where you can see all the regular icons, okay? Press the circle button of your mobile. Don't close that. Give up on cancel, ma'am. Cancel. You can cancel. Simply minimize this page, okay? You can see the circle button on the very bottom down of the middle. Press that circle
yes.
button. Press that.
Yep.
Now, open the Play Store one more time.
Oh, now I've got to find it again.
Okay, take your sweet time now.
Yes.
Now, where on the very top, when you search for that, you can see a magnifying glass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, have a look on the very top. You can see a magnifying glass.
I can see it.
Click on that. Now, I want
yeah.
you to delete that whatever is written there. Delete that whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, delete. Remove that. Remove that. Now,
yeah.
type there. Now, type there. T as in tango.
Yeah.
E as in Edward.
Yep.
Okay. A as in Apple, A.
Yep.
M as in Mother, M.
Yep.
V as in Victoria, V.
Yep.
I as in Indigo, I.
Yep.
E as in Edward, E.
Yep.
W as in Whiskey, W.
Yeah.
E as in Edward E. R
yeah.
as in Romeo R. Now
yeah.
on the very bottom down, you can see some result. Team Weaver Universal add-on. Do you see that? Click on that.
Yeah.
Now search for that.
Yeah.
Now do you see anything which says Team Weaver Universal add-on on Oppo? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Done.
Now search for that. On your keyboard on the very bottom you can see a magnifying glass.
Yeah, I've got that.
Now on the very first one you can see Team Viewer Universal add-on. Do you see that? The second one.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now if you can see install, you click on install.
Yeah.
So it is yes. So give a click on install. When you can see
yeah.
open, ma'am, please let me know, ma'am, okay? Or uninstall.
Uninstall.
Now press the backward, the home button, and go back to your home screen. Press the home button. Home button. Do you see Team Weaver Quick? You will get to see Team Weaver Quick Support, which we downloaded right now, where the two arrow is pointing rightward and the leftward. Just try to check that.
Hold on, I'm back on my icons
today. Yeah, on your regular icon, you can see the new application, ma'am, okay? Quick Support. You need to open that. Quick Support.
Okay, I'm looking.
Quick Support.
Yes.
Click on that.
Hello?
Now what you can
yes.
see?
It's connected to your device.
Okay, now go back to your home. Now go back to your home screen again. Go back to your home screen, ma'am. Now
yeah.
just try to find out, ma'am, if you can see setting. Open setting. If you can see setting. SETTING.
Setting.
Okay. It will be SETTING, setting.
Yep, got it.
Now, on the very top, You can see a search or a magnifying glass. Click on that. Click on that.
Yep.
Type there A as in Apple, letter A.
Yep.
C as in Charlie, letter C.
Yep.
Now, do you see the third option or any suggestion came up on your screen which says accessibility? Do you see that?
Accessibility.
Yes. Click on that. Click on that.
Yep.
Now, I want you to scroll down a little bit and you will get to see something which says installed services. Do you see that?
Hold on.
Installed services or TeamViewer universal add-on. Do you see that?
I got that one. I can click that one.
Click on that and turn it on, ma'am, okay? Because it's add-on and it's off. So we need to provide you the security in order to block all those persons. So where you can see TeamViewer and universal add-on, just beside that you can see a small circle which is not highlighted. Tap on that. Yes. Click and give a click on OK. Give a click on OK. Give a click on OK.
Yes. Done.
Now it's done, right? Now congratulations, the successfully the security is activated. Now I want you to go back to your home screen and open the quick support application, okay? Open the quick support application. Thank you for your time. Now wait for a second, be on the same page, ma'am. Shortly you will get to see a same verification message, like something which says allow or accept. You need to do the same thing as you've done before, okay? Click on allow or accept. Click on allow or accept.
Yeah.
Then give a click on start now. And after the start now, give a click on while using the application. Now go back to your home screen, ma'am. Go back to your home screen.
Yep.
And if you have a Gmail, open your Gmail first. Open your Gmail.
Opened.
Now have a look on the very top right hand corner. You can see a small circle logo. Do you see that? Which is in the name of Kate. Click on that. And you will get to see your name, ma'am. Let me confirm your name from where the purchase was made first, okay? The purchase was made in the name of K-A-R-Y-A-N Morgan. Is that your?
No, K-A-R-Y-A-N.
Sorry. It's K-A-R. Y-N, right?
Yeah.
And the email ID was karynmorgan1961@gmail.com, right?
1960.
1961. Is that
yours? No. Mine's got 1960.
The two email IDs connected then, ma'am. So not a problem, you can understand those words, sir. You have your name, your email ID, who is using your personal details for making a fake purchase in your name. So no need to worry about that, ma'am. What we will do, we will simply go ahead and cancel each and every transaction which is not made by you, okay? So do one thing, ma'am, go back to your home screen of your mobile. Go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Yeah.
And will you please let me know, ma'am, did you check your online banking that any money was deducted in the name of eBay for $299 or not? Did you check that?
I checked my phone after I got the phone call telling me that my account
okay.
is being used.
Okay.
And it's just my money, what I left in there is in there, and
okay.
it's not anything about purchase.
Okay. Because why I'm asking, ma'am, the thing is that as we can see right now, from our accounts department, we sended you a cancellation request in order to cancel the transaction for $299. So can you do one thing, ma'am? Can you go ahead and check that any money was deducted from your account or not? Okay, and as you can see, there was two bankers connected to the eBay from where this maybe this fraudster can make a purchase. For the first one was the Bank of AS and Bank of SA, and the second was for was Bendigo. So do you deal with any of these two of these banks, ma'am? Do you deal that?
My daughter uses my phone to go through Bendigo Bank.
Okay, so Bendigo is not yours?
No.
Bendigo is not you.
I'm going to say for my children to send me their board money.
Okay.
I don't stress anything.
Okay. Can you do one thing, ma'am? Can you, if which one is yours? You are telling me like Bank of SA. Can you
mine
go ahead?
Bank SA. My daughter's is Bendigo.
Okay, so can you go ahead and check your bank only that any money was deducted from your account or not? Can you try to go ahead and check that?
I already did. I told you after I got that phone call this morning from you.
I understand, ma'am. The thing is that right now we sent it your cancellation request, right? So that's the reason you need to check it right now. And no need to tell me anything over the phone. Just check it and let me know.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Will you check that, Mrs. Karin? Please let me know.
I've just checked her and nothing come out. There's no...
Okay. I want you to simply log out, ma'am. Just log out. Give me like 1 minute, ma'am. Let me talk with my accounts department so we can go ahead and cancel each and every transaction, okay? Just wait for a second.
Someone this morning has tried to use eBay.
They're talking to me?
No, I'm talking to my daughter.
Oh, okay.
For $299, or whatever.
In what, your name?
Yeah.
What they purchased?
Apple. Two apples. Apple. iPhones. Apple. iPhones.
Yeah.
Or something.
Try and purchase two iPhones.
No, not my name, using my account, but under the name of Mr. Robert.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Like, as we can see, ma'am, the name... are you there, Mrs. Carey?
Hi.
Are you
there? Yes.
Okay. Like, as we can see, ma'am, as I already explained you, there was two bankers connected. There was... one was the Bendigo Bank, one was the Bank of ASA. So my accounts department manager tell me, so just go ahead and tell our customer to please go ahead and check the Bendigo Bank also, because maybe the person, maybe the money was or deducted from that account, because as
hold
they
on,
are...
Hold on, my daughter's here. She's
okay.
Now.
Okay, remember, ma'am, while checking your bank, please don't tell me anything over the phone, ma'am, okay? As this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, okay?
Okay. She's just trying to check her bank now.
Yes, and please try to tell her that try to check with the help of this mobile phone, because this mobile phone is connected to the security server. So if any suspicious transaction we will find, we will directly block the transaction, okay? Just tell her
okay,
to check
on.
The
I'll get her to check on my phone. Kylie? No, you got to do it on my phone, because they can't put a cancel on it unless you log on my phone.
Not from my account on there. Not from my account on there.
Nothing's come out of my account. What's your PIN?
It's your PIN.
Oh, I don't know what your number is. No, it's not come from mine.
I've only got $3.46 in it. I'll get paid. It's not been from my account either.
Will you check that? Please let me know.
She's checked it and nothing's come out of her.
Okay, can you do one thing, ma'am? Can you be handy with a piece of paper? What I will do... As right now I got a transaction ID, the cancellation transaction ID of $299, okay? So write down the cancellation transaction ID, which was made for the Google Play gift card.
Okay.
The transaction ID was Google Play gift card for GP 69
KAR
DC.
Is that DC?
Yes, DC.
Yep.
1212 299 Okay. Now the thing is that, ma'am, we cancel the transaction from our side. Now you don't need to worry about anything for the verification of the transaction, the confirmation. What I will do, I will simply give you a call after 1 or 2 hours. Okay.
Okay.
So no need to worry about that. You just need to keep this transaction ID with you. So when I will going to give you a call, you need to read that number. And you can directly, I can give you the confirmation, okay?
Okay.
So no need to worry about Ms. Kerry regarding anything. The transaction is cancelled right now, and you are in safe place, okay? The thing is that only for 5 minutes, our device is going to be connected to you, so we can block all those person, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Mrs. Kerry. Just remember my name. My name is Alan DeCosta, okay? Bye.
Alan DeCosta.
Yes, ma'am. Bye. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too.